producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live in the fourth hour. It's the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Sitting in, we have a rotating cast here. Infowars.com with the fourth hour. If your radio station is not carrying the fourth hour and you're listening to this on YouTube or on our podcast, then please call your radio station. Tell them to start carrying the fourth hour because we are doing it live every day, just like the regular three-hour Alex Jones show. I'm going to be getting into a lot of stuff. We're going to start off with a video here in a second. But I'm going to talk about this whole mindset that we've conditioned our children to be in, this brainwashing about how we're controlling the language. Certain shirts aren't allowed, while other shirts are allowed and promoted. Just all this madness trying to keep kids in this narrow framework and what that leads to. What that leads to is a lot of suicides. I mean, you can go on any kid who's been, you see these suicides of kids who are cyberbullied and they can't take it and they kill themselves. That's because of what we do to our kids. It's because kids get a medal for participation. And that's where it starts, and what it leads to is no one being able to accept failure or loss. And that's a problem. My kids are in sports right now, and it's funny watching the kids who lose, how they react. Some of them are able to react very well, and some of them just can't take losing. So let's go to this. What's losing right now is what's going on with the police? The police are trying, the feds are trying to take over the police forces. And if that happens, you think you have racism now, you think you have killings now, it's going to be nonstop because federal agents think they are above the law 10 times over. So let's go to this John Bowne report. We put it up over the weekend. Strong Cities Network is the New World Order Global Police, and we'll be back with more. This is Rob Dew with Overdrive.
Decimated the freaking Constitution. So I don't give a damn because if he doesn't follow the Constitution, we don't have to.
Who needs that old archaic Constitution and annoying Congress when you can tour the world on the taxpayers' dime and trample their rights in the process, right? Attorney General Loretta Lynch, no one except your band of cohorts were impressed when you went after a meaningless game as you tackled FIFA instead of throwing the bankers laundering the drug cartel's billions under the jail, kicking the proverbial soccer ball down the road. Rather than present her case to the American people from any number of American establishments, Attorney General Lynch, basking in New World Order arrogance, bypassed the American people, bringing together a vile congregation to the Islamic High Council, the United Nations. Speakers included the diligent socialist mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, who expressed the ominous, "Extremism doesn't discriminate. It comes in many forms. It comes in many different backgrounds and ideologies. Our mission should be to address extremism in all of its forms." And Jordan's High Commissioner for Human Rights, Prince Zayed Raad Al Hussein, a human rights council that just made the xenophobic and brutal nation of Saudi Arabia a member. Writing for Breitbart, Pamela Geller explained, "The United Nations is a Sharia-compliant world body, and Obama, speaking there just days ago, insisted that violent extremism is not exclusive to Islam, which it is. Obama is redefining jihad terror to include everyone but the jihadists. So will the UN, driven largely by Sharia-enforcing Organization of Islamic Cooperation, the OIC, and the pro-Islamic post-American President Obama, use a global police force to crush counter-jihad forces? This global police force was dreamed up by professors in the halls of Oxford and spearheaded by the New World Order think tank, the Institute of Strategic Dialogue, now launched as of September 29, 2015, by our traitorous government. It is described on the Strong Cities Network website as a global network of local authorities united in building resilience to prevent violent extremism. An international steering committee of cities and local authorities selected from different regions across the globe. Of course, Muslim Americans are complaining they will be targeted.
And you can watch the rest of that report by going to the article, Special Report, Strong Cities Network Euphemism for New World Order Global Police Force. Now, I've got some exclusive audio that I recorded With the pediatricians trying, three different pediatricians trying to convince me and my family to get that vitamin K shot. So stay tuned. There's a whole lot more. It's the Overdrive Hour. This is Rob Dew sitting in and the host chair. Thanks for watching.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live here until 3 p.m. Central, and then we're back 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central with the InfoWars Nightly News. This is Rob Dew hosting the fourth hour of Overdrive. I've got three callers on the line, and I'm going to go to you guys in the next segment. I got Doug, Herbert, or A-Bear, as we used to say in Louisiana, and Ivan. We're going to get to you guys in the next segment. I want to go through a series of videos that kind of illustrates the mindset that we're dealing with, where people are totally uneducated about reality. And I'm going to contrast that with some video of people who are in the real world and using logic. But I want to go over this article first. This is from Kit Daniels. School suspends student over pro-veteran T-shirt. School officials at Dexter McCarty Middle School in Gresham, Oregon, demanded Alan Holmes change his shirt, which featured a battlefield cross consisting of a soldier's rifle stuck onto a pair of boots with a helmet on top to show respect for soldiers killed in action. Obviously very racist. Look at that horrible T-shirt. You can see the T-shirt right there. And the school didn't like that. Didn't even have a Confederate flag on it. Boy, they didn't like that at all. They won't let me wear a shirt that supports the people that keep us free. I'm not going to support them, Holmes told Fox 12. I was nervous and kind of heartbroken because I feel I should be able to support the troops that have died for us. Well, You know, in some ways, Alan, you're right, but in other ways, a lot of these troops are going and dying for giant corporations and multinational corporations in the wars they want us to fight. We're not actually defending ourselves from an enemy who is invading us, which is why we were supposed to have armies. And we were never supposed to have a standing army. That was supposed to be the domestic area was supposed to be guarded by militias. And a lot of people understand that in Oregon. And you come to UT, and nobody understands that. We had a gun control rally that happened recently in UT, and we did some interviews out there. And I want to play this one. This is called Gun Control Advocates Get Owned at Their Own Rally. And just listen to the logic that people use to defend the position of getting rid of guns and having gun-free zones. Let's roll that report.
No, it isn't.
The students here that are all very liberal, and they mean well, but unfortunately they've been misinformed by their professors and by the media that the thing to do is to make the entire campus gun-free. So when I first got here, I said, okay, where's my free gun? And all they did was laugh. I said, yeah, gun-free doesn't mean anything.
But when we say that we want gun-free campuses for the aspects of educational purposes and security of our students, I believe that as well should be respected.
But if you're saying that being guns on a campus security to students, why can't you just say that taking guns from everybody is security for the population?
Because that's a whole generalization.
Where do you draw a line? That's the generalization he's made.
Sure, but that's a way bigger generalization. You can think
so. It's okay to make generalizations as long as small. Where do you draw a line?
Yeah, that's a great. That is a great point. But
you
want
to show up to that? You want to deal with reason, like it says on the back of your shirt?
Protect myself with reason. Okay, here comes a criminal. Oh, hey brother, let me reason with you. Don't shoot me. Don't take my money. Don't rape my daughter. I'm going to use reason to stop you. And he's going to go here. Boom! Shoot your. Break your wife, kill your children, take all your goods, and run out the door.
Let's have a conversation where you don't. No, you were cursing, called them an ignorant. A conversation is a moderate. It's something where you don't come at someone.
Okay, I'll try that. I promise I'll try that. All right. I apologize for the language
because
I get upset when I hear stuff that doesn't make sense.
I 100% understand, but that doesn't help anybody in any given situation to come to a middle ground because it's not going to be. Has a degree in right or extreme left that's going to win.
I don't care. I'm not about right and left. I don't care.
I understand.
About Democrats and Republicans. They're all.
I'm not talking to
CNN, ABC, all the media, all they do is lie to us.
And I'm not talking about Republicans and Democrats.
When you go to these schools and these classrooms, that's all they do here is put propaganda in your head. Their opinions, the professor's opinions.
You have places in the country that are different, that probably would have different sets of regulations that would apply better, which is why the Second Amendment is a general right. We're not taking that away. We're saying in some cases.
You're taking it away by infringing on
it. In some locations.
Yeah, so you're taking away a right.
We don't want, we as Second Amendment supporters do not want the right of a person to protect himself with a firearm anywhere in the United States. I don't want to take it away by any individual or any group or any business or anybody. Now, I realize private property has an exception, and they can say it's private property, you can't come on our property with a gun.
Educate yourself. Take a class, learn what the laws are in your state, so that way you can actually.
And that's Michael Cargill right there, one of the best Second Amendment proponents here in this city of Austin. He owns Central Texas Gunworks. But just, you see those T-shirts they're wearing, armed with reason. How did that work in Oregon? How did that work, being armed with reason? You know, the shooter went in and was asking people what religion they were. It seems to be now he had a lot of meds in his system. And where did that get him? And now I want to go to a report. Where did that get the people who were in that classroom, actually? Where did it get them? Got them dead because there was no armed security on that campus and nobody was allowed to be armed. Ridiculous. And, well, actually, before we get to that, this is how ludicrous the people are at UT of Austin. There's a this was out of the local Chronicle. Sex toys to replace guns at UT Austin campus carry protest. UT Austin students will hold a strap-in protest against campus carry August 24, 2016. They'll be carrying sex toys to class in violation of the campus obscenity policy. So, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Idiocracy, but they put the hero is put in a car for rehabilitation, and he goes up against this giant monster truck with a drill on it, and he's got this kind of rubber, kind of looks like a sex toy on the front of it. That's what you're going to be going against, you know. If some guy decides to come to the campus, you know, with armed with a gun, and you've got that, what are you going to do? Beat him with a rubber strap on? I mean, it's ridiculous. And that's the logic that these people use. And this is going to happen next year. They're already promoting it now, nonstop. Now, you saw one of the, there was a couple of people dealing using logic in that video. Let's go to another one. This is just from over the weekend. This is Oregon citizens' protest against Obama's gun grab. People really spoke up when their commander-in-chief showed up wanting to take away people's guns and using that tragedy as an opportunity to politicize his anti-gun, gun-grabbing agenda. And here's what the people who stood up, here's what they had to say.
Ja'Kari Jackson in Roseburg, Oregon. Now we're at the tarmac where Obama's helicopter is expected to land. There's a large crowd out here, so let's go talk to the people and see what they think about him coming to their community.
It reminded me a lot of the Al Sharpton event where the community came together and they said, we're going to take care of the community, and they said, stay away. Only this administration is actually arrogant enough to show up anyways.
And what's your sign you have here?
I just kind of threw this together this morning. It says, Obama, no one trusts your lies. And I think the fact that the community here is standing against his visit, despite him, you know, coming out and trying to make a political spectacle of this tragic event, I think this, you know, really speaks to what's going on.
So when you talk to your friends, you talk to your neighbors, you know, what's their thoughts about him coming into town?
Not welcome. And it's not anti-Obama, it's anti what his intent was in coming here originally. So, you know, a lot of people respect the president regardless of their personal beliefs. But it's, you know, it's unfortunate. He said what he said, and you can't take that back.
Now, you talked about the reactions of people from around the country, you know, various agendas. Like, for you, what does this community need right now to heal?
We need the media gone. It's our time to heal. And the media is still here thinking this is just this too big of a story. You know, I mean, they were here for the shooting. They've been here for almost a week, you know, or so at whatever point we're at now. We're at what? We're 8 days. They've been here. You know, the media is going around this community and asking people if they knew the shooter. Guess what? We made a statement that we won't announce his name because we had 9 that died that day, not 10. And the shooter's nothing but a murderer. He's a crook. And we're not gonna give him that praise. You know, and we're just ready for the media to go home. You know, get Obama, do whatever he's doing here, visit the families, whatever, and get the heck out of our town, because we're ready to move on.
We're still very fragile, still very vulnerable, you know. But to see the support here for our Constitution, for a Second Amendment, is overwhelming, and it's awesome to see that we're all pulling together.
Yeah. I'm pro Second Amendment. I've probably spent 7,000 hours riding on patrol in police cars. I worked for the federal government, for the ATF, and for the Sheriff's Department in Orange County. And I seriously doubt, this is my position, that anyone on patrol would be out there in our society without a sidearm. And as we're seeing this, I think, disintegration in our values and our morals and kind of the foundation of what our country's about, we're seeing this increased escalation of violence around our country. I don't think the answer to our problems is guns. I think the answer to our problem is the hearts of people being changed. But because we live in a world where violence does happen, and you know, the kind of tragedies that can happen with people, I think there is a necessity for us to arm ourselves and
there
protect ourselves from that evil.
You know, that's a man with peace in his heart. He doesn't want to go out and kill people. But he goes, the reality is there are other people out there with guns who will try to kill us, and we have to be able to defend ourselves. And we have these politicians running around with their armed security forces and their details telling us that we have to disarm. That's when we have to stand up. And then you always have to support the Second Amendment and keep it healthy by going out and exercising your right, by joining a shooting club, learning the correct way, teaching your kids the correct way. That's what we have to do. But how do they do this? How do they change our culture? Well, they do things like this article from Paul Joseph Watson came out today. MTV saying no can do or long time no see is racist. They've been talking about the term peanut gallery is offensive because it was once the place where black people were forced to sit in a theater during segregation. I never knew that. Apparently, no can do was used by the to make fun of the Chinese because they kind of condensed the language down. Those are sayings that we still have today, and I don't think you're racist if you use them. It's the intent behind those words. All right, so we'll be back with more. I'm going to get into this vitamin K shot, baby's first shot. I like to push on you when you have a baby in the hospital. That and much more. David Knight's going to be telling us what's coming on the nightly news. Stay tuned. It's the fourth hour of Overdrive. This is Rob Dew reporting.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why not life?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And just to continue on what we were talking about with this mindset of people just not knowing what reality is and the difference in it, Mark Dice went out over the weekend and asked people to put a value on a silver bar that he had. It's worth about $1,600, depending on the price. And people didn't even want to do it. This is a 100-ounce silver bar for free. Here's what people had to say, and then we're going to go to Doug in Minnesota and see what he has to say about gun control and Obama. So let's roll that clip.
$500? I don't know. $5,000?
I don't know. Is it real silver?
It's real silver.
I don't know. I want to say it's like $20, maybe? $20, $30? I'm not entirely sure how much silver goes for, so.
For the bar?
Yeah.
$20 for the bar?
$20 to $30, probably. I don't know.
That's a 100-ounce bar right there. A 100-ounce bar for $20.
It's about $1,600.
$1,600, yeah. Oh, wow.
Well, better luck next time. Right. Now you know. You're the next contestant on What's the Price of Silver, where you can win this free 100-ounce silver bar, about 7 pounds, if you can tell me how much it's worth, plus or minus 50% of its value.
Oh, God. Per ounce?
Just total.
Total, come on.
For this whole thing?
Yeah.
100 ounces.
100 ounces.
100 ounces.
You can do it. Come on.
Is it...
Oh, come on. You got it.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know. Oh, my gosh. Is it 500?
$500. No,
it's about $1,600, really.
Oh. Right.
So there you still go. Weren't within the 50% range.
Oh.
You can go watch the rest of that. Steve Watson posted it. Video, mind control morons don't even understand what silver is, will not even attempt to guess its value. When offered the opportunity to win a $100 or 100-ounce silver bar. I remember Mark went out one time with a silver bar and I think a candy bar. And he goes, what do you want? What do you want? And they all took the candy bar. They didn't want the silver. And it wasn't a 100-ounce bar, but it was probably one of those 5-ounce bars, or maybe even a little bit bigger.
It was a 10-ounce.
It was a 10-ounce bar. Yeah, a 10-ounce bar.
Worth at least $200.
Exactly. And they wanted the candy bar instead. I mean, people just don't understand what real money is. They don't understand because they've been mind controlled to say, and they can't say certain things. Money is only on a credit card. You know, pretty soon it's going to be on your thumb. So they're conditioning us to accept this cashless society control grid that they're going to put us under. Doug, in Minnesota, you want to talk about gun control and Obama. What's on your mind?
You know, this whole thing about us not having guns, them having guns. You know, you got Nancy Pelosi saying that she has a concealed carry permit. How about President Obama turning your drones? You know, I don't think there's enough emphasis put on how many people have been killed by the drones. So
not only how many people, but how many innocent people, how many wedding parties have been droned.
Exactly. And we're focusing so much on this other garbage that, and I shouldn't say garbage, but, you know, small amounts of life, which not as good, but, you know, the thing is what he does is okay. What everybody else does is wrong.
Right.
And
that's the paradigm they put you in. You're exactly right, Doug. Thanks for calling. That's it. They want to have a certain set of standards that they get to live by and that they get to dictate, and they can change whenever they want, whenever it suits them. And they call it selective enforcement. They decide not to go after one of their buddies for some infraction that's probably bilking people for billions of dollars with, you know, an energy deal, something, who knows. But you're out there growing your grass 6 inches taller. Well, you got the local government coming after you. It never ends. And the system has certainly been turned on its head. Let's go to Ivan in Texas. Let's talk about government water quality. I don't think it's very good, but what do you think?
You know, honestly, I can tell you that pretty much anything and everything we consume is just full of everything that you don't need. I'm pretty sure that if you're not growing it or it's not filtered by you, you're pretty much in trouble.
Yeah,
and,
I totally agree.
Along with many other things on top of gun control, I'll tell you this. I worked at a public range, shooting range, for 3 years. My job for $8.25 was to make sure everybody went home alive. okay? $8.25. I risked my life to make sure everyone else had just the proper knowledge enough to say that they could stay alive to go home and have a family to go home to say that they have the right to own guns.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Hey, let me ask you, how do you filter your water?
You know, honestly, I'm one of those guys who's, you know, I just purchased one of those filters that you can get anywhere at one of your local retailers that, mm-hmm. you know, just go from there. And, I mean, it's not that hard. I mean, it's a lot
that's
more.
That's a good start. Yeah, that's a good start. One of those pitcher fillers. I use the ProPure system, and I got the fluoride filters. I get the fluoride out of my water because I don't want me and my family dumbed down. Stay tuned. We got half an hour left
of the March.
Fourth hour of Overdrive. Sorry, it's Rob Dew reporting.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nason Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of a spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are at the bottom of the hour. Thanks for tuning in to the fourth hour overdrive of The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. And before we get to the exclusive audio that I recorded of the pediatricians that you have to deal with when you have a young baby and a child, we had a baby daughter. We got 3 boys and a daughter, so that's pretty interesting. We weren't expecting a daughter. We were expecting another son, but hey, you know, we're very happy. She's very healthy and everything's good. But one thing the pediatricians love to push on you are shots in the hospital. They want to push that hepatitis B shot because they're afraid your little baby might start using intravenous drugs right there in the hospital. And they also want to push the vitamin K shot, which technically is not a vaccine, but it does have some interesting at least one interesting chemical in it, a preservative of alcohol, which makes up nearly 1% of the shot. And it has over 20,000 times the amount of vitamin K that they need. So, and I'm going to read you the warning that's on the insert for that vitamin K shot. So I always say read the insert. We'll get to that in a second. But first, Secret 12 Vitamin B12 is now 20% off. This is a product I use personally. I use it in conjunction with Super Male Vitality when I'm out playing basketball. I play basketball once a week in a pretty competitive rec league. And if I didn't take my Secret 12 and Super Male Vitality together, I would be pooped out after maybe 15 minutes of playing. But I'm able to go the entire game at my age. I think that's pretty amazing. I'm playing with guys who are 10, 15 years younger than me, and I'm able to keep up. So check out Secret 12. It's now 20% off. And also, we have the extended sale of InfoWars Select. If you don't have storable food, you're crazy in this day and age, especially when there's only like a two-day supply of food in grocery stores. And if you use food at checkout, you get 10% off using that at InfoWarsStore.com. Plus, we have free shipping. And I just got this. I texted the guys over in shipping. I said, how much are they going to save in shipping? And that one-year supply, you're going to save almost $100. They say about 90 bucks you're going to save in shipping. So what are you waiting for? The time is now to get your storable food to InfoWars Select. And you can go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Use your promo code FOOD at checkout and get 10% off. And it's the lowest price we could do. And InfoWars Select food lasts 25 years. So you can do what I do. I keep mine stored away. I'm not going to tell you where, though. That's for me and my family. But the extra food I did have before that, I rotate my food out and I give it to my family, those who need it. And now I want to get to this vitamin K shot debacle. I had three pediatricians trying to push the shot only. And, you know, my first three kids, we said, no, we just want to use the oral version of the vitamin K. We just want to give them the oral dose through their mouth, let it go through the digestive system, and let it percolate out that way. And this is the reason why. And I went and looked up the insert for the vitamin K. This is from Merck. And guys, just zoom in on here. You can pull it up right there. Zoom in right on that. Let's look at that warning. And it says, warning, intravenous use. Severe reactions, including fatalities, have occurred during and immediately after the administration of, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that name. That's the vitamin K shot, though. Typically, the severe reactions have resembled hypersensitivity, anaphylaxis, including shock, cardiac, and respiratory arrest. Some patients have exhibited these severe reactions after receiving it for the first time. So there we go. And they're talking about intravenous use. And my pediatrician tried to school me, saying, well, we're not shooting it in straight into the vein. We're putting it into the muscle. Well, then it goes into the bloodstream. But they say not as fast. And, well, I'm not going to sit here and tell you what she said. This is pediatrician number one who first starts off with a history of scare tactics. I call this the soft scare tactic that they like to use, talking about the bleeding disease, which does happen in infants. They can bleed, but there are ways to prevent that and ways to boost their vitamin K levels even before they were born. And I'll get to those. This is what other doctors have told me, and these are things that I use. So I'm not providing medical advice here, but you do need to learn how they push this stuff on you. My pediatrician, I was recording her from my iPhone. So here is the first one. This was in the hospital, and she came in to try and guide us into getting the shot. So here's the first clip.
So I wanted to talk to you all about the vitamin K.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So vitamin K has been around since 1960.
Mm-hmm.
And before 1960, I don't know if you've ever heard of hemorrhagic disease of newborns. So newborns, vitamin K is not transferred through the placenta very well, and babies can't build up the stores for vitamin K. So they're pretty much deficient of vitamin K when they're first born.
Right.
Their bodies don't naturally start to produce it until they're several weeks old, like usually about 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Once moms that are breastfeeding, you know, get that good bacteria in their gut, and that gets colonized with all that good flora, and that flora makes the vitamin D endogenously, you know, on its own. So it takes several weeks for that to happen. So babies are somewhat susceptible in the first several weeks of life to have clotting deficiency. Before 1960, the rate of hemorrhagic disease in newborn, and that's when babies could bruise all over, they have blood in their, they can have blood in their urine, they can have blood in their stool, they can have a bleed in their head, was you know, 1 out of 10,000, and then for late onset, and then 1 out of 1,000. I'm sorry, 1 for 10,000 for early onset, and then there's late onset, which is 7 weeks later, 1 out of 1,000 babies. They did a study not too long ago on 1,000 babies, MRIs, and they found that one of every four babies born non-traumatic, vaginal, no vacuum, no, you know, no forces, nothing, just a normal delivery. Because delivery itself is lots of compression, right? Mm-hmm. There's risks involved there. One of every four babies actually has an asymptomatic bleed in their head, meaning a bleed that, you know, they don't have symptoms of initially, perfectly healthy-looking babies. If babies don't get the clotting factors they need and they don't get the vitamin K, the risk of that is the late-onset presentation of hemorrhagic disease in newborn babies that bleed continues and they develop seizures later on, several weeks after life. And, of course, that's life-threatening. You know, that's a very scary thing.
Very scary. They want you to get that shot because if they can just set the stage early on that you have to have shots to be healthy, they can continue that process. And every time they have a shot for something, every time, whether you need it or not, they've got something ready for you. I want to get your attention on this. This is from 2010. This is a potential dark side of the routine newborn vitamin K shot. It's off Mercola.com. And it's a pretty long article. And there's also an interview in there, which I encourage you to listen to, from a doctor talking about it. I think he's from Germany. But the amount of vitamin K injected into newborns is 20,000 times the needed dose. Additionally, the injection may contain preservatives that can be toxic to your baby's delicate immune system. And among the most significant is inflicting pain immediately after birth, which has the potential to cause psychological, emotional damage and trauma to newborns. I don't know how they figure that out, but maybe they can. But, I mean, 20,000 times the amount of vitamin K that you need. And let's go to this. And then he's talking about the other preservatives. Here at the bottom, you guys can zoom in on this. This is from the Merck insert right there. 0.9. Of the benzyl alcohol, 0.9%. So if you were to give your baby a shot of alcohol, you could get arrested. But we're allowed to inject it right into their muscle mass, into their bloodstream. And so then the pediatrician went on to tell me about an Australian study that they had taken because we said, well, what about the oral? Why can't you just prescribe us the oral and we'll do it? We don't mind doing it multi-doses. And this is what she had to say.
And it's been safe. It's been around since 1960. It only has 5 ingredients in it: alcohol, cornstarch. There's no aluminum. There's no mercury. It's really a very safe injection.
I think it's got castor oil or some sort
of
castor oil.
Castor oil is one. Yeah. So you know, it's all very, you know, basic ingredients that are very small minute amounts. So in Australia, there was, you know, they did this period of time where people were refusing it and they were just offering oral vitamin K. And then they found that the oral vitamin K didn't work. The incidence of hemorrhagic disease in newborn actually shot back up.
There you go. So there's another scare tactic. Shot right up. You don't get this shot because they tried it. So then I went and after she said this, she goes, well, there'll be a different pediatrician in tomorrow and you can talk to her. But I went and looked up some studies, and I just typed in oral vitamin K, I think a couple other keywords, and studies. Here's one from Germany that says the oral vitamin K is just as effective as the shot. Here's one from Switzerland. Does pretty much the same thing, that is just as good. Here's a multi-country study from Australia, Germany, Netherlands, and Switzerland. And I couldn't find the Australian study she was talking about, at least in my initial search. Here's one from Denmark. And here at the end, they say, we consider the weekly regimen safe and appropriate. And so they did that. That was with 135,000 infants. Jeez, that's a big number, not just 1,000. Here's one from Thailand in Bangkok. The inexpensive oral pediatric. Oh, inexpensive. Maybe that's why they like the shot so much, because it costs more money than the oral version. So the oral pediatric drops may provide a practical form of primary health care for routine vitamin K in newborns. Here's one from India. The oral vitamin K is as effective as the injectable vitamin K. Here's one. I'm not sure what country this is from, but they said it's translated from Spanish. Oral vitamin K is as effective as the intramuscular route in prevention of hemorrhagic disease in newborns. And here's the last one. Just a 27-year study, I believe. From 1967, and this came out in 1995. So they conclude, we have met our duty of appropriate care. And they gave the a baby's oral vitamin K, a single oral dose of vitamin K. So when I said, well, hey, what about this intravenous warning that's on the shot, on the insert? Here's what the pediatrician had to say about that. She was ready.
Into the muscle. We don't put into the vein. And by the way, anything you put intravenously, any kind of medication or vitamin, pose risk because that's going into the circulation immediately, mm-hmm. right? Intramuscularly, it's a completely different absorption rate. And, you know, where we put it in the thigh and where we locate where the muscle is, you know, to put it in, it's not close to any vein. There's no risk of it. It's more like going indirectly into a vein that you worry about, and you're not going to have that risk going into the thigh.
But isn't that going to, I mean, you're injecting it into the muscle, isn't that still going to go into the bloodstream more quickly than
No, it diffuses. It goes in the bloodstream, but it doesn't go at the high volume that you're talking about when you put it in directly into a vein.
There you go. So you're still injecting it into the body, but I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything, but I just found eight studies that show that the oral vitamin K is just as effective as the shot. But they would not prescribe the oral vitamin K for me. And she ended the whole speech. This was about a 20-minute meeting I had with the pediatrician. She was a very nice lady. You know, of course she means well. I'm sure she does. She's just been conditioned by the Rockefeller medical paradigm. And here's what she had to say about having too much information available to parents, because it's a very scary time. So here's
and that. I know that there's a lot of information out there, and it's hard. I think this is the hardest time to be a parent. It really is. It's the hardest time to be a parent, because there's so much information out there. And how do you filter through all that information to find out what's real, what's, you know, a real concern, and what's not?
Right.
You know? I mean, and I know you want to do what's best for her, and I know you don't want to take any unnecessary risks, you know?
Yeah. It's just hard. There's so much information out there. I think it's harder for pediatricians to do their Rockefeller-mandated job of prescribing pharmaceuticals based, you know, on oil derivatives and other such dangerous chemicals and SSRIs and everything else they want to inject in our bodies to keep us healthy and keep us safe. I think it's a harder job for them now because we have that information available. These final two clips are, you guys can just run these together. This is from the pediatrician who came the next day, and I said, hey, can we just get the oral? And she said, it's not effective. It's not. And then when you go to a visit to your outside pediatrician, which we don't make too many of those because our kids don't get sick. I wonder why. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to play those two together, and then we'll move on. Got some other news to cover. So let's go to these final two clips. These are three different pediatricians. None of them will prescribe the oral vitamin K anymore because it's been deemed, because of an 1,000-person study in Australia, it's been deemed ineffective.
I talked with you all about the vitamin K did you decide to give that to her or just defer on that?
Well, we'd still like to give her the oral version of that and have
as opposed to nothing.
Yeah, as opposed to nothing. Well, that's what we prefer to do.
Because the oral is not readily absorbed, and we don't know how much the baby gets. So it's not really that effective as having the IM.
So the pediatrician didn't want to... Because we did this with all the other boys, mm-hmm. and it seemed to work out fine. And so we asked her about it, and... Mm-hmm. So neither one of the pediatricians wanted to.
Yeah, no. They found that I know y'all did it with boys. They find the efficacy is just not that good, and mm-hmm. it's not an exact dose, and so that's why we usually don't recommend doing the oral vitamin K.
So they can only give it to you in shot form. That's it. That's the only thing. I got Sherry on the line. I want to go to Sherry next because she wanted to call about vaccines and shots, and then we'll get to Herbert in Florida. Sherry, what did you have to share with us today? Let's book in this little shot vaccine segment we just did.
Well, all the vaccines that they're doing and, you know, the flu shots, lining up at King Supers and get your discount for flu shots. Yeah. I see it as just another piece of the puzzle trying to get, you know, the people that aren't awake. Yeah, they're going to dumb us down with the vaccine.
They're trying to make you sick, definitely, I think. I don't think those things help. I think they're designed to lower your immune system.
Exactly, and cause cancer, whether you die a year later or 20 years later. And for the people that don't get the shots, you know, they come at us from other ways with the GMOs and the Second Amendment, the First Amendment. But, and Alex, you know, the people that won't wake up, I talk to people, my mom, my neighbors. Why can't our governors refuse, like the governor of Texas? Why can't they just say we're not going to enforce any of this or succeed from the federal?
Well, there's a council of governors, actually, and a lot of those people buy into the federal myth that only the federal government knows what's best for you and nobody else knows anything. And we have to follow what the federal government says because they're our mommy and daddy. And people are brought up like that, you know, that the federal government is the be-all, end-all. Whatever they say is gospel, and we have to listen to it. We shouldn't do our own research. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to listen to somebody like a neurosurgeon like Dr. Blaylock, who talks about how the immune system is stimulated every time you inject a baby with a vaccine and how it goes crazy. And that's why you have all these things like allergies and asthma in kids, like in exponential rates from even when I was a kid. I remember maybe one person having asthma. Now there's like on my kids' teams, there's like five kids with inhalers. Everybody's got it now. It's crazy that that's what they do. Sherry, thanks for calling. Herbert in Florida, you want to talk about censorship? What's going on?
Yes, sir. There's been recently a call for censoring the internet by Google Ideas, who have invited two feminist provocateurs to the UN to talk about how women are being viciously attacked online. And both of these women are involved in the Gamergate controversy, one of which sleeping with indie journalists to get reviews. And now mm-hmm. they are trying to censor the web. I'm wondering if you heard about this and you know how far this may go.
Well, I will talk about that after the break. I'm going to have David Knighton here in studio. He actually interviewed, it was Paul Joseph Watson interviewed somebody on Gamergate, but he'll definitely have some ideas on that, and I have some of my own. But stay tuned. We got one more segment here, the Fourth Hour Overdrive. Thanks for calling, Herbert. You're watching live right now, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Final segment of the Overdrive Hour. This is Rob Dew. Joining me in the studio is David Knight. Our last caller was talking about Gamergate and how the UN had invited these feminists up to talk about how if you say anything bad about somebody online, you could get censored off the web. They basically want to kill any type of, I guess, trolling out there. And I think that's just part of the internet. And you have to learn how to deal with it. People are afraid to deal with it, David. You know, there's so many stories of kids who commit suicide because somebody said something bad about them online. I think we need to, like, toughen up our kids a little more.
Yeah, well, part of it.
Take them out in the woods and, like, show them how to be a real human.
You know? Part of it, Rob, is this whole thing with multiculturalism.
Yeah.
Everybody is being shamed about this and about that, and we have to understand that it's a tool of social control. That's what we're going to talk about today in light of Columbus Day. That's what we're going to talk about on the nightly news.
The original racist.
Exactly. Columbus. Well, you know, and that's the other thing. We need to get over the oversimplification of history where we want to paint our side as completely good, completely in the right. You know, these hagiographies where they're, this guy's a saint, that guy's a saint, that civilization did nothing wrong. We need to understand that there are broader issues here. Where can we come together on issues? And I think that we're going to look tonight on the nightly news. We're going to look at Columbus Day. We're going to look at what conservatives say about it. We're going to look at what Russell Means said about it as an Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And there's a common ground there, though, and that is respect for the individual and true multiculturalism, which is being wiped out in Europe right now.
Here's a picture I took of the Columbus. In Barcelona, they have a giant statue of Columbus there, and there's a picture of it. Mm. And, you know, I didn't see any graffiti, anybody saying that this guy is racist. In Spain, they seem to kind of revere him. Especially, you know, and he was Portuguese, right? And he sailed for Spain.
Yeah, I think
but basically under the Spanish flag, he went and discovered America. He thought he was discovering India.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we get Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, is that a bad thing? Is that a bad thing that people expanded out into new areas and, you know,
well, you have to understand that.
Why is that so bad?
Yeah, you have to understand that the indigenous people had slavery. They had wars. They had all the issues because, you know what, they're human.
Yeah.
And so we have the human condition, and regardless of what language you speak or what nation you belong to, we've all got these same issues. What came out of the American experiment, though, was an understanding of individual liberty that has now been lost. Part of that was based on Christianity, treating people as individuals and saying we need to treat everyone as a creature of God. The whole concept of natural rights, that's gone as well because the churches themselves have now looked to government as being the tool that's going to accomplish social change. They have abdicated their responsibility just like Congress has. And so we're going to take a look at that. We're going to look at the neocolonialism of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You know, one of the big issues that everybody has, and rightfully so, is a transatlantic slave trade that came about because of colonialism.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we've got the Transatlantic Partnership, and it is going to essentially set up a new kind of slavery. We now have colonialism has gone full circle. Now we have Europe, which used to be all these individual countries, very small, with their own language, their own culture, their own currency. That is now being subsumed into a monolithic culture for globalist purposes. So now they basically are doing the same thing to Europe that the Europeans initially did to the Indians. How can we stop this? How can we learn from history and stop the repeating of these mistakes?
Well, and all the trendies out there that'll be tweeting their, you know, Columbus was a racist, don't forget that, out on Twitter and everything, they're using their slave-manufactured iPhones or other personal devices. They're going to be using those. They don't seem to have a problem with that because, you know, it's not trendy to talk about the slavery going on in China, but it's trendy to talk about how Columbus was this racist slave master owner, you know, killing people. And yeah, people did die. But you know what? Indians were killing each other before Columbus arrived.
That's right.
You know, and hey, that's why we need the Second Amendment more than ever. And
my bow and arrow or my gun.
Exactly. Exactly. There you go. So with that, that is our show today. This has been the Fourth Hour Overdrive with Rob Dew hosting. Tomorrow, I think it's going to be David Knight sitting in the chair hosting. So stay tuned tonight for 7 p.m. Central for the InfoWars Nightly News, and then back here tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 3 or 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Thanks for watching.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.